brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Lovero joins us once a month with his great news and analysis. Really a great political mind. That's coming up in about 6 minutes. Right now, we're continuing with your phone calls. Bill in Texas was asking about a former DEA agent. He was also, of course, an Army Ranger in Vietnam, not a Texas Ranger, who went public about corruption. That's Sully Castillo, and the book is Powder Burns, which is out of print, but we've got about 75 of them left. By the way, it's on discount at Infowars.com. We discounted it a few weeks ago. There was 75 left then. I don't even know if we have any. But if it's up on the site, we do have some left, probably a few left. So Powder Burns, yes, available. Didn't mean to plug it, but there's a plug. Great book by Sully Castillo, out of print. Get your copy. They're all signed, by the way, the copies I've got. Going back to Bill, you also wanted to know about gold. There's already rules. They confiscated gold at gunpoint in 1933. My grandmother remembers it. Handed us paper money, then doubled the value of gold in the next year after they shipped it to Europe. The bankers took over the U.S. in 33. That was their first major raping. They took over the financial system in 1913. Then the raping, the main raping in 33, the federalization, the setup of the state police, the control grid, the slow domestication of the people with welfare and entitlements, and now the neo-fascism, total serfdom, dehumanization is now upon us. The final phase. Here we are. I'm not aware of a new law. I know that if it's collectible or even semi-numismatic, bullion with some collector value, it's not registered, there's not a record. But I do know that if it is a pure bullion that is at melt value or a little above and graded as such, the feds register that and routinely confiscate it. So, yes, it's very, very serious.
And the last thing I had is this time of year is a good time to buy seeds on sale because they're pulling them off the shelves. And you can get them for 10, 15 cents a pack versus $1 to $2 a piece. And I've had packs of seeds that I've collected over 5 to 7 years ago, and they germinate just fine.
Well, you know, they took papyrus seeds out of 3,000-year-old, 3,500-year-old Egyptian tombs on the tombs up the river. And they grow wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they're kept dry and don't get wet and don't get damaged by sun, seeds will sprout hundreds of years later.
Yeah, and I got boxes of them just in case I ever need them.
Just keep them dry, as you know, or they'll sprout on their own.
And one last quick thing, being a ham radio operator, I've noticed about the last 5-7 years, all the new scanners don't have the military frequencies on them. So pick up an old scanner, that way you can listen to all things.
That's right. All around us, massive changes are taking place. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. We've got time. Let's talk to John. John, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Alex.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Roanoke.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I just want to make an observation that that Ron Paul's popularity, I think, is because he uses the word Constitution. You know, and we the people, we like Constitution. We like that word. And the Constitution is our way out. In Article 6, it talks about the judges. It says all debts guaranteed or contracted engagements entered into before the adoption of the Constitution means we're going to take care of that debt. It goes on to say, this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuant thereof. And then it goes on to say,
tell you what, stay there. I'm going to let you briefly finish up, and we're going to get Mike Rivero on from WhatReallyHappened.com. He's his own talk show here on the network as well. Ton of news. I'm going to blitzkrieg through it with our guest on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Rivero has the popular weekend talk show right here on Genesis and a website rated tens of thousands of places higher than Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly's websites. Tens of millions visit his site every month. I know I visit it every day, whatreallyhappened.com. He'll be joining us here in just one moment. We're getting him on the line. Ted Anderson's waiting in the wings because he's an expert on gold, been in the gold business for 20-plus years, had Midas for, I don't know, 10, 15, I forget. Have a caller talking about the Constitution. A lot of people like Ron Paul because he talks about the Constitution. And you were talking about a subsection of the Constitution. Finish up your point.
Actually, I'm talking about Article 6 of the Constitution. It goes on to say that the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. That's their oath of office. They swore to uphold and defend the Constitution.
But they're total criminals and ignore their oath of office.
But let me go on. In Article 3... it states clearly, it says, the judges, both of the supreme and the inferior courts, shall hold their office during good behavior and shall at stated times receive services for the services and compensation, and so forth. The key here is good behavior. If they act in bad behavior.
No, I understand, but I'm asking you a question. How do you enforce on the judges when they are criminals and the system is criminal?
We have to start at the local level. If a judge is in dishonor, if he is in bad behavior, we don't have to impeach him.
And that's why they say your honor, because it means they're still being honorable.
That's right. But if they are in dishonor, then they're out of a job. It's
I hear you. I hear you. I got to jump because we got a guest, and I got to let Ted. I drug the boss, the owner of the network, in here, who also owns Midas Resources, to come in here because we got a caller asking if next year there's a law where you got to report your gold. It isn't next year, folks. There's always a law on this. Here's Ted to explain it all.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad to have you. That I heard the caller too, and it was. I'm trying to answer the questions. I'm not on the mic. There are laws currently right now for reporting. Presently at this time, there's the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045, which was passed in 1984, which requires people to report the sale of certain silver and gold bullion items. It just means that you're going to get a W-9 form, you're going to get 1099, and you'll have to give up your Social Security number in order to do that. There are other things. There's cash reporting. Obviously, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, that's a real big one. If there's $10,000 in cash or cash equivalents that up to $10,000 or more, they have to be reported as well. So there are certain requirements there. And the other thing, of course, is when gold did become illegal, which it did here in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, from the year 1900, I think it was 1900 to year 1976. Actually, in 1933 is when Franklin Delano Roosevelt confiscated the gold from the citizens. And he did that under executive order. He didn't have an act of Congress. He just did that on his own recognizance to bail out the banks, the Federal Reserve banks at the time.
But it wasn't really a bailout. He shipped it all to Europe, and then it doubled in price.
Well, exactly. That's what happened. Is we didn't have to turn our
Roosevelt was a scumbag criminal, and I can't believe some people apologize
for
him.
Well, this is the sad part about it is we are required to turn the gold not to the United States government. We're required to turn the gold over to a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency. That's the
so to be clear and close. But if it is numismatic, meaning having some collector value, it is not under those same reporting rules.
That is because of the eminent domain clause of the Constitution. This is where the Constitution stepped in and helped us out. The Constitution reads, nor shall private property be taken by the government for public use without just compensation. They were not able to take collector coins because of the fact that there was a value above and beyond just the bullion value. If the government decided to start taking collector coins, they'd have to evaluate each one for their certain value of what they were. They didn't want that. They just wanted to have the bulk of gold turned over to the banks so the banks could make this huge profit. And the banks basically turned the debt around. The U.S. banks owed, the Federal Reserve banks owed the people the money because the people had gold certificates that are trying to turn them in and exchange for the gold that was supposed to be in storage.
Just another globalist scam. The point is your paper money's being devalued. We're going to have Ted back up later this week to talk about this in more detail. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Okay, going to Michael Rivera, a very busy show today, and I'm just going to shotgun out comments and questions at Mike. Mike, it's good to have you here with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on the show again, Alex.
Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijackings, and then we go up to Infowars.net. Steve Watson wrote an article about the Levon affair, the 1972 Munich Olympics, which we've always known was a staged Israeli operation, Mossad nurturing Hamas, creating them, and fake al-Qaeda in Palestine cells, 2002. These are just the events we know of. But this isn't Mike Rivera or Alex Jones or somebody else or Michael Collins Piper or somebody saying Israel's behind a lot of terror. This is Israel saying it and British intelligence. How big is this report?
Well, the report is definitely a confirmation for people who are seeing an ongoing pattern of false flag attacks that Israel commits, carries out, and then blames on the Palestinians in order to basically destroy them politically. And, of course, people looked at the Entebbe hijacking and rescue. The timing was just a little too cute because the U.S. was beginning to talk to Palestinian representatives to try and sort out the mess in Israel. And just when that was going to happen, along comes this hijacking, this very terrible situation in Entebbe, the heroic rescue and raid, and the situation in Palestine. Basically, the U.S. stopped talking to them. Now, it was very valid for Infowars.com to put up the story about the Levon affair, because the Levon affair was one time where Israel was just absolutely caught red-handed. And again, the motive was to destroy political relations between the United States and Egypt. So what we're seeing here is a continuing pattern where Israel sets up these dirty tricks, in order to make sure that the only government in the Mideast that the U.S. is talking to remains Israel. We're not allowed to see any other point of view except Israel's point of view. Victor Ostrovsky, an ex-Mossad agent, revealed how the Mossad smuggled a radio transmitter into Tripoli and sent out a bunch of bogus messages calling for terrorist actions against the U.S., which tricked Ronald Reagan into bombing Libya and trying to kill Muammar Gaddafi. They missed and killed his daughter instead. But again, this is the kind of dirty tricks that we see going on. Back to the Levant.
That's right. They snuck up with a midget sub on a coastline and hacked into the cable and transmitted out of it.
Absolutely. And again, a lot of people, as you know, this week will be the 40th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. And a lot of people have come to the conclusion, I'm one of them, that the real motive, the primary motive for this attack, was that if Israel had succeeded in sinking the USS Liberty, they were going to blame Egypt for it. And in point of fact, Israel did say, Egypt is attacking your ship. But when the Liberty was not able to be sunk,
They also rigged up a ham radio system to a makeshift antenna. The first thing the pilots did was shoot off the antenna mast. That was the first thing they were doing, trying to knock out communications. Again, precision attack.
Absolutely. And they were jamming American communication frequencies to make sure the Liberty could not call for help. The really dark side of the story, of course, is that nearby U.S. aircraft carriers launched airplanes to go to the rescue of the USS Liberty.
And I interviewed the admiral who took the call from LBJ saying, I want that GD ship on the bottom.
And McNamara basically ordered the planes to return, so it's very obvious that, as was the case with 9/11, and I'll get back to this in just a second, elements within the U.S. government knew what Israel was doing and wanted it to succeed to further their own plans. It is entirely likely that the attack on USS Cole was another false flag attack, attack on a U.S. ship to blame Israel's enemies in order to continually try to trick the U.S. into war on Israel's enemies, because Israel by itself cannot fight wars of conquest against the Middle East. They have to have a large military power supporting them, and that is the United States.
What does this remind me of? Something that happened 5.5 years ago.
Yeah, very much so. And this gets back to the whole story of 9/11, where we now have the majority of the American people know that the government is lying about what exactly did happen on that day. We have the videotape of the BBC reporting that Building 7 has collapsed while it's still standing in the background. This proves that it was all being stage-managed, and it was all just this horrific theater piece to try and convince America that we were under dire attack and that we had to attack these other countries to save ourselves. Now, this is exactly the same dirty trick that Adolf Hitler pulled on his own people, because in order to start the invasion of Poland, he had the German army attack a German radio station near the Polish border. They dressed up prisoners in Polish uniforms and shot them dead so the bodies would be found. The German radio station was screaming, the Poles are attacking, the Poles are attacking. The next day, Hitler said, we are being threatened by this enemy, and marched the world off into World War II. Now, we know that the very first people arrested on 9/11 were not Arabs or Saudis or Afghanis or Iraqis or Irans. They were Mossad agents. And they were working for a company that was used as a front for Israeli intelligence operations, and the owner of that company literally abandoned his home, his business, and everything and fled to Israel, where nobody from the U.S. is allowed to talk to him. But the single most damning piece of information about who was really behind 9/11 came from a four-part series on the Israeli spy ring that was reported by Carl Cameron on Fox News and almost immediately erased from their website. And buried in that four-part series was a report that there was evidence that linked Israeli spies to 9/11, but that all of this evidence had been classified by the United States government. So here we have a repeat of what happened back during the attack on the USS Liberty, where there is some kind of chicanery going on with Israel, and our own government is complicit with it.
Mike Rivero, stay there. We got a break. Come back and finish up. But, hey, there's no debating this. Here it is. Shin Bet involved in 76 hijacking. Jerusalem Post. We'll talk about the latest terror event.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 5th, 2007. Gold 671 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $692.58, $341.70 for half, $170.85 for quarter. That's $692.58, $341.70, and $170.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Mike Rivera is going to be interviewing with me for about 10 minutes in the next segment. If he joins us, the head of a company who's got it in place, many grocery stores, gas stations all over the country, mainly in Austin, Texas, though it's saturated here, accepting driver's license as a way to debit and pay for things. And that has some more shadowy things involved in it with the federal government. So that's coming up. Mike, you're right on top of the alert put out Saturday, the plan to blow up JFK. Now even mainstream news today, 3 days after we, of course, pointed out it was a fraud, you and I respectively, are saying that this is impossible, and it turns out it's the same thing. Provocateurs, patsies, setups, and then a few months from now, if we have in every other case, we'll learn they're completely innocent and they'll drop charges. Mike, break it down for us.
Well, in a nutshell, the mainstream media was trying to scare us all with terror plot uncovered. These individuals were planning to blow up the entire John F. Kennedy International Airport, and we were regaled with horror stories of how they were going to plant bombs on the fuel lines that ran near the runway, and basically the fuel lines were going to explode into flames, and the resulting conflagration would catch the airport itself on fire, spread to all the fuel tanks, blah, 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 blah. Okay, what we have here, however, is your classic setup of patsies to be used for propaganda value by a government that is desperate to keep the American population too scared to objectively think about what's been going on. And what we had was an informant who was functioning virtually as the leader of the group.
That's always the key. The leader is always the informant. It doesn't matter if it's a Klan group they wanted to get to blow up a chemical plant in Fort Worth in 1998. The leader is always in the government. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this guy was a guy who had a drug charge hanging over his head, and basically he was told that if he was able to infiltrate this group and get evidence that they were involved in a terror plot, that they were going to reduce his sentence to some unknown degree. So here we have a guy who's already a criminal, already cannot be trusted. He's given a really strong motive to come up with anything at all. And he comes up and says, these guys are planning this horrific thing, and he's cheering them on and saying, yeah, we should do this and you should do that. Then when they nod with him and say, yeah, that would sound really good, he goes and turns them in for planning this terror attack.
Now, and that's in a good case. I mean, in a few, there's different variants of provocateur, and that's in the good light for the government. We know he did that. In some of the cases, they don't even nod, and the informant, you know, like when informant say that house sold me the marijuana, and it's a 96-year-old woman who gets gunned down.
Yeah, there are even worse cases. There were some cases. Remember back where everybody was being arrested for being a pipe bomb builder, and it turned out they were just busting these plumbers, who of course they have pipes and pipe caps and things in their home, and these good old boys, they're hunters. Of course they've got gunpowder and ammunition stored in their garage.
And the BATF was so, folks, the BATF was so bloodthirsty, they weren't even going after militia people who were their, you know, quote, enemies to frame them. This was back in the mid and late 90s, just to up their arrest and get more funding. They were literally picking plumbers, home plumbers, you know, small mom-and-pop plumbers, out of phone books and grew. I mean, that is so cold-blooded, Mike.
It absolutely is, and of course, carried to the extreme is what led to the disaster at Waco, Texas, when they staged a raid and invited the media along, and of course, the media are the ones who alerted David Koresh that it was coming, and the BATF just opened fire, and it just really went downhill from there. But to get up to the current event, basically, the plan that the media has told us that these people were going to follow would never have worked. First of all, jet fuel does not explode the way gasoline does. Second of all, every large fueling facility, whether it's a refinery, your corn
they're
gas
separated,
station,
they got bulkheads, they're locked down, they're underground.
Safety valves, all kinds of cutoffs. If something happens anywhere in the system, everything shuts down and it's all compartmentalized. So the plan would never have worked. These guys did not have any bombs. They did not have any tools. They had done absolutely nothing at all in terms of actually committing any kind of
crime. And we've seen this, 20, 30 times just in England and the U.S. in the last 5 years alone. I mean, the fake Ryerson plots, there was never any Ryerson in England. They planted fake documents in an Afghan cave. That later came out. But that's always back of the paper.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But the goal of this is to keep the people too scared to be thinking, because once a government starts manipulating its people with fear, it can never let them stop being afraid.
But it's like a junkie, though. You've said that. It's like a junkie, because the more they take, the more they need. It doesn't work anymore. Stay there, Michael Rivero. We'll shift gears into ID cards and back into this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, the website's InfoWars.com. And we are joined by the CEO of National Payment Card. And we really do appreciate him coming on. Also, we have Mike Rivero, who is co-hosting in this hour with us, national talk show host, in his own right. And is it Joe Randazzo, sir? Is that how I pronounce your name? Do we have the CEO of National Payment Card there? Joe, are you there?
Yes, this is Joe Randazzo.
Okay, Mr. Randazzo, I appreciate you coming on with us.
I appreciate your show.
Tell us about your product, briefly.
National Payment Card offers merchants and consumers the ability to control what they pay for gas at the pump. Today, merchants are paying close to 80 cents a transaction for credit card and debit cards, and National Payment Card offers merchants a low-cost transaction at 17 cents, so they're able to go ahead and offer consumers the ability to roll the price back from $3, as an example, to $2.97.
So we're talking about saving, what, 3 cents a gallon on average?
3 cents a gallon by a consumer going ahead and participating in the merchant's program, and the merchant might use a state driver's license connected to your checking account or a loyalty card connecting to your checking account.
Now, how did this happen? Because I know you're doing this in quite a few states. I know it's big here in Austin, Texas. I have several national news stories here. Here's one from Business Week. Use your driver's license as a debit card, and it talks about MPC, National Payment Card, the company that you head up, sir. We appreciate you spending time with us. I wonder why the national standardized driver's license, which we know the states are standardized, that's convenient that it just so happened to have the right type of barcode, right type of swipe on the back and the right type of digital information. How did that all come together?
Well, you did say the right word, convenient. We're not affiliated with any state agency. We simply went ahead and turned a driver's license, which is a card of convenience because it's already inside your wallet. Okay, it has a mag stripe, and like credit cards or debit cards, there are mag stripe on the cards. So in gas stations and in 24 states, you're able to use your driver's license with a mag stripe to be able to connect it for gas. And we just use it as a card of convenience, but we're not affiliated with any state agency. There's no Big Brother aspect to this.
Do you remember a year ago when it came out that people had magically found out that they were able to at least get the machine to print a receipt for them by sticking their driver's license into the machine? How did that happen, or did you ever hear about that?
I'm aware of that. The driver's license, when you take a driver's license, or if you were to take a loyalty card such as a CVS card, or you were to take a supermarket card and swipe that into a majority of the gas stations in the United States, it reads that card. There's a number on it, which is called the financial VIN number, and it initially recognizes it as a debit card, but obviously if it's not connected to the point of sale system to be routed to a company's host, and a consumer doesn't enter a PIN number that's validated through a host computer, no financial transaction is going to take place.
Sure, but it was fooling the machines, is my point.
It was fooling. I'm not exactly aware what you're talking about, but if you go ahead and you take a driver's license and you swipe it into a pump, it looks for it to be like a debit card, but obviously it has to be enrolled and connected as such.
Sure. Well, Mr. Randazza, let me just tell you what I learned about 10 years ago, that they're going to get rid of the income tax and call it a Social Security tax at 10%. They're going to introduce a 20 to 25% national sales tax, and then they're going to make people, even if you pay with a credit card, you're still going to have to swipe with your driver's license or ID because it's going to be an apportioned or graduated sales tax. If you make under about $12,000 to $15,000, depending on the different ideas they're batting around, you'll pay no sales tax. Because, you know, the argument is that sales taxes target the poor and disadvantaged. This way it wouldn't. Have you heard about those proposals?
Not specifically. Once again, in this particular case, a driver's license is used not as a vehicle from a state agency, just as a method for a consumer to use a card that already...
But I'm saying, isn't it interesting that it works with a card, the card's designed to do it, and, have you seen how they swipe driver's license when a 65-year-old man is buying cigars? They're doing that because they've had national consortium meetings, and they're getting the corporations to comply with this in preparation for having to use your card to buy and sell, and I don't even say that from a biblical angle. That is the angle the feds are pushing, and I have mainstream news here with the UN having standardized global ID numbers.
Well, the driver's license is used for age verification and for law enforcement purposes. The information that we use, consumers voluntarily enroll on a website, give us their information on the website, their name, their address, their banking information, and their driver's license information. We simply use...
Why can't you just offer a credit card that gives lower merchant fees? And why are merchant fees so high?
Okay, I'll answer your first question, which is also the answer to your second question. Today, the credit card and debit card companies, in the case of gas stations, charge around 2 to 2.25% of whatever the price of gas is. The difference between $2 a gallon and $3 a gallon based on 10 gallons costs the gas station owner an additional 20 cents because it's based on a percentage of the overall sale. So today when gas is $35, $40, it's costing a gas station around 80 cents a transaction. Because we process the transaction not through the traditional debit card and bank networks, we process through the Federal Reserve using the automatic clearinghouse, the same type of electronic fund transfer you would use for a mortgage or a pay electronic transaction. We charge 17 cents a transaction, so the merchant is able to go ahead and offer the consumer a benefit back.
But my point is, I wonder why the banks who run most of the credit card companies and debit card companies, I wonder why they're not passing that on. I wonder why they do charge exorbitant. Let me bring Michael Rivero in here. Mike, do you have any? I mean, obviously, I like to save money, too, but I just find this whole thing curious. Mike Rivero, do you have any comments?
Yeah, just one comment, and I hate to be a wet blanket on this, but earlier you were saying that the gas stations that are switching over to use this driver's license-based system are going to save some 17 cents in merchant fees over your fill-up, but I noticed the gas stations around here don't have any kind of a rebate for those of us who come in and use cash. Obviously, if we're filling up the gas tank using cash, the gas station is not having to pay the merchant fee, yet we're not seeing a lower price being charged.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, I mean, their argument will be the cost of handling cash, but go ahead, sir.
Well, actually, in a lot of the processing agreements that are in place between the credit card companies and the merchants, they're not able by those contracts to offer a cash discount. The companies that control the credit card and banking fees put that as part of their contractual commitment. This does not fit within that because this is another card mechanism that doesn't go through the traditional networks. So we process through the automatic clearinghouse, the Federal Reserve, and we're able to go ahead, and Mike, I'll correct you if I can. It costs the gas station 17 cents a transaction. So instead of them paying 80 cents, they're paying 17 cents. If someone fills up at 10 gallons, they're giving the consumers 30 cents at 30 cents for that 10 gallons. So that's 47 cents versus 87 cents. So it's a win for consumers, and it's a win for the gas station.
Well, I'll say this right off the bat. I think anything that gives more competition and that restricts the big banks being able to have these oligopolies and rapists on merchant charges is good. But you just said it. This is the driver's license or the ID directly bypassing things, going right to the private Federal Reserve that has basically trying to go for a cashless society. I mean, were you approached with this idea, sir, or where did you come up with this idea? Because I see areas of it that look good, but then down the road, I mean, why is the Federal Reserve involved? Or, again, why don't the credit card companies just offer this? I mean, explain this to us.
Okay. Well, this all came about because around mid-2004, Visa and MasterCard was in a lawsuit with Walmart and the rest of the retail industry where they wanted the right to choose between a credit card, a signature debit card, and a PIN debit card because there's a big difference between a PIN debit card, which is 65 cents a transaction, and a signature debit card, which is 1.95% a transaction. So once that lawsuit was settled and Visa and MasterCard lost, it gave the opportunity for a company such as ours to entrepreneurialize the automatic clearinghouse to be able to take a low-cost settlement system and bring merchants a lower cost of settlement.
Mike Rivero?
Well, it sounds to me like the only way this is going to work is if the gas station switches over to the driver's license-based system and terminates their existing contracts with the other credit card companies because I think, as you said, they write into the contract that they cannot offer a cash discount. It seems likely to me that they will put a similar clause in their contract saying you may not go with this alternate system, which could open up a whole restraint of trade lawsuit. But obviously the credit cards are going to oppose this, by some means. And I'm having a hard time picturing gas stations willingly shutting off their Visa and MasterCard associations.
Well, you have gotten it through with the loophole. I mean, it says grocery stores.
Mike, if I may, you're I can understand your statement, but it's an assumption that I don't see happening. This is not in violation of the current processing agreements. Today, gas stations have other forms of payment, such as...
How many stores have signed up with your system, and then how many people, roughly?
Okay. This is an emerging market. This was not available several years ago. Today, we have 1,700 gas stations signed up that we'll be implementing through the remainder of 2007 and 2008. We anticipate to have 5,000 stations signed on this year.
Austin, how many have implemented so far?
Austin is a test market with 3 stations. We're starting in with a company by the name of Flash Foods, which is a convenience store chain in northern Florida and Georgia. They have 180 stores, and we're signing up independents all across the country.
Okay, well... obviously, I think you're probably a good guy, and you're just, you know, the American way competition. I just happen to have seen documents and learned from insiders that we're all going to be paying for everything with our driver's license. I've been telling people this for more than 10 years, and voila, here you are. And I think that you're going to be used in the end game just to implement all this, but it sounds like you're going to make a lot of money in the process, and some people are going to save some money in the process. But they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but we'll see how this fleshes out. I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You bet. Well, there you go. Mike Rivero, thanks for letting me have that guest on while you were on. Overall, what do you think of this?
Well, again, my concern is if the credit card companies are able to enforce a no-cash discounts clause in their agreement, when the contracts come up for renegotiation, I would expect them to attempt to find some way to say that no discounts can be offered for any alternative payment methods to basically negate that advantage. The credit card companies do have the financial resources and the legal muscle to basically take it to court and tie it up in court regardless of whether they're right or wrong.
Sure, and they want to force a monopoly global cashless society because then they can hide all the fees and taxes they want in there.
Absolutely. The other concern I have, as I mentioned before, I tend to do as much of my transactions as I can with cash. We're seeing the end of an evolution away from the citizens' control of their own wealth to total government control of their own wealth. And we started originally with gold and silver-based money, then we went to a fiat currency system where the worth of the money is under the control of the government. The income tax code is set up to coerce where you spend your money and how you spend your money, and now with this global card computer-based system, the government will ultimately have complete control over what you spend your money on. And given the amount of mistakes we've seen in our justice system and our tax system and our financial system, I think ordinary citizens are going to find themselves terribly, terribly inconvenienced, to put it delicately, by this system when it comes
to... I agree. Mike Rivera, we've got a break. The final segment's coming up. When we get back, I want to ask you about where you see the government-sponsored terror going. These fake terror alerts, these fake patsy busts aren't working anymore. More and more is coming out about German, the Israelis, the U.S., the British, the Russians staging terror. Where you see all of that going and where you see the debates tonight with Ron Paul and how that revolution is playing out. We'll talk to Mike Rivero on the other side of this quick break. You can check out his radio show and his website at whatreallyhappened.com. Before I end this segment, I want to tell you about a wonderful company. I've got a year's supply of food for 3 people from them. They are the name in storable foods. They are the oldest and largest continually operating company in the United States. It is the Michael J. Stevens Group. And their number, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-800-409-5633. You should be diversified. Everybody knows that. And as part of your insurance, it's very affordable. You should have at least a year's supply of food. You should have it in your attic or in a storage facility near your house or in your garage. It lasts longer if you keep it, you know, around room temperature or cooler. It'll last more than 10 years, but it'll last 5, 6, 7, 8 years in the hot. Mine's in the garage. Also got some in the attic. But the point is you need to have this. You need to have firearms, some precious metals, but your friends. That's the most important thing. I mean, community, family, people that'll support you, that you can support. But I'm telling you, food is right up there in the top 3 things you need. Give them a call, the J. Michael Stevens Group, at 1-800-409-5633. And I don't do this because I'm afraid, with the dollar plunging. And people were hungry during the Depression, by the way. A lot of them starved. Grapes of wrath type stuff is mild compared to what will happen today if we have a true implosion. I hope it doesn't happen. But regardless, in 5, 6 years, if something bad hadn't happened, this is high quality organic, storable foods. You can eat your investment. This is insurance you will be able to use. Or if you go out and do a lot of camping or give it to the local food, you know, food bank, whatever. I mean, I got storable foods going back like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. I've actually got three groups of storable foods. One is a month old. Some are 3 years old, and some is 7, 8 years old. I got to go ahead and give away the 7 or 8 year old stuff, but that's so old, I'll probably just dump it. Doesn't matter. It's insurance, and I will continue to do this because I know it's the way to go. 1-800-409-5633, or you can simply check them out online at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Just E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or check out the banner on prisonplanet.com. And do not forget that I have made 15 documentary films. We're almost sold out on Terror Storm, the first edition. The second edition comes out in a month and a half. Get your Terror Storm. All the copies we send out are signed. We've got less than 200 left. Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Final segment with our guest before we go back to Mike Rivero and wrap up this transmission, ladies and gentlemen. I want to invite you to visit another one of our wonderful sponsors, and that's ResearchHerbs.com. What I like about ResearchHerbs.com is they've been around for a long, long time, and they go with the mainline stuff, but really concentrated formulas of minerals and different cofactors and nutrients and vitamins. And they've just got a lot of mainline stuff you probably never heard about. And they're patriots, and they're a great source at a great value of a lot of things that will really be good for your family and your health. And one of those is Live 52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula. It has been over 300 clinical trials and research studies, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. Find out all the details at their website. An herbal remedy registered as a drug in over 45 countries. It is an amazing liver detox, and the liver obviously is one of the key organs in the body. 1-800-845-3241, 1-800-845-3841, or researchedherbs.com, or a banner up on prisonplanet.com. Going back to Michael Rivero, Michael, in closing, where do you see all this going? I mean, if their false flag events aren't working, if their provocateur fear-mongering isn't working, where they misname imaginary buildings, the Liberty Building, and say that Al-Qaeda wants to blow it up and show footage of flying saucers blowing it up. I mean, they really did that on Fox. For listeners to think I'm joking, I'm not joking. I mean, what are they going to have to do? It seems like everything they're doing is stalling and that they really are being revealed.
Well, we're seeing an evolutionary process. The reality of how information flows through a society is changing right before us because of radio shows like yours, websites like mine. The games and tricks that used to work during the height of the Cold War and even before that don't work anymore. Now, the smart players are going to realize that the world has changed around them, and they are going to have to evolve to deal with the new reality of not being able to get away with these things anymore. The problem is that we are all hostage to whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And somewhere out there, the real danger is that there's going to be somebody who says, yes, we can make it work one more time as long as we do something so big that it will shock them into the fear that we want. So I tend to think that the false flags should be fading away, but there's always the possibility that somebody who feels they've got no choice at all is going to try one more really, really big one to kick off this global war.
Well, also, when they put in new politicians, they know it's a new ball game to a certain extent, or at least it has been in the past. Now it's not. People have learned that trick because they've done it so many times. But I think we're in real danger when a Hillary or a Barack Obama goes in for them doing it.
Absolutely. I'm very much concerned about how many of our current presidential candidates seem to be more worried about what Israel thinks of them than the American voters. And I don't want to be in the position of recommending candidates, but I would recommend to voters be very distrustful of people who seem to be getting a lot of money for their campaigns, because that money is not coming from ordinary citizens, and it is coming from people who want something back for it.
Well, look at them. The Bush family is supporting Fred Thompson. That's because they want him to head off Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Ron Paul has become a real threat to the existing structure.
And then with the Democrats acting like they're anti-war, they're a bunch of warmongers.
Yeah, I think they just basically handed the Congress back to the GOP in 2008 when they voted down the Iraq timetable.
Mike, tell folks about your Saturday morning show.
Okay, my show is the What Really Happened radio show. It's on GCN Live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time every Saturday. You can listen over the web and call in, and we have a very good time and a lot of very interesting guests.
Mike, it's always great having you up here once a month. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on the web at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.